100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And here at 8:30, we're pleased to have with us Lyon County Zoning and Floodplain Administrator Sam Seely on the KVUE Sutherland studio line talking about, well, flood awareness.
Sam, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning, guys. I'm doing great.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for joining us here today. We're kind of dovetailing a couple of things at the end of the week, one of which happens to be the end of Flood Safety Awareness Week, but this also happens to be the flood safety focus of Severe Weather Awareness Week through the National Weather Service as well. Sam, one question that comes up before we start talking about, you know, flood insurance and some of the other things that are associated here with flooding in Lyon County, do people really give flood safety and really flood security, flood planning, the due that it deserves, because it kills more people than other forms of severe weather?
I would, if, you know, the stats show you that maybe not, that it's kind of an afterthought because, you know, you're trying to get to A to B and you think, oh, it's not that much water. And, you know, it just is very serious that even a foot of water can lift and carry a 1,500-pound car into the river just with a little bit of flow. And people, it doesn't seem like that. You know, you're like, oh, I just wade through it, or I'll just drive through it and I'll be fine. And it's not the case. And it is something that we need to take a little more seriously and be more vigilant.
Yeah, need to be concerned about safety for one's person, specifically when traveling out in some flood-prone areas, but also something you deal with quite frequently, Sam, and that is obviously property damage due to floods here, specifically in Lyon County.
That's correct. A few inches of water inside your home can end up costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars that you may not be ready for or may not be aware that your homeowner's insurance wouldn't cover, and that goes to be for anything that would happen to your home that was flood-related. So if a flood caused your home to catch fire because of downed power lines or something like that, your homeowner's insurance would not cover you. You would have to have flood insurance.
How important is that step here, Sam, especially for those folks who, you know, maybe they live in flood areas and they haven't done their research on it?
Well, it's very serious because if it starts to flood and then you're like, oh, maybe I should have flood insurance, it does not kick in. There's a period of time you have to wait before it finally is able to be enforced and in protecting you. So as soon as you can, it's always best to talk and consult with your insurance agent and talk to them about how serious is my risk. And if they don't know, if they need help, that's why I'm here, is that I have the flood maps that FEMA puts out. And we've done more of a turn from just saying where the floodplain is, but they've called it risk map. It shows you more of what your risk of being flooded is instead of just you're in the flood area. And to do that, you just need to call me up or go online and send me an email and a request that I can look up your property and we can figure out what your floodplain risk is.
So is flood insurance cost, I know it varies from person to person and place to place, but is it pretty much in line with other insurance policies out there, or is it an expensive venture?
It can be expensive. If you go private, it's definitely expensive. The National Flood Insurance Program was developed because private companies do raise the premiums and the rates and don't want the added liability or risk that comes with insuring properties in the floodplain. But because of the NFIP, that gives an option for the public to get at a discounted rate to start with. And then also because we require, or the federal government requires us to have insurance if we have a loan through the FDIC, and it's, you have to have it. It's not a if, you know, kind of thing. And we do a program here locally that's called CRS, or Consumer Rating System, where we do a little bit extra outreach and a little bit of extra regulation to get up to a 10% discount on top of what was already being discounted, so the residents in the county can afford this.
Sam, for folks that don't really know, I mean, we always refer to you in your multiple roles, zoning and floodplain administrator. What really is under your umbrella as the floodplain administrator, in addition to maybe some community really engagement and outreach like what we're engaging in right now and also the flood insurance side?
Well, a lot of what I do is preventative. People, when they're out there doing any kind of development, any man-made changes in the floodplain, what we're trying to do is catch those things and permit them or review them, and so that they're done in a manner that doesn't affect a neighboring property or especially neighboring homes and places where people live and work. And part of that has to do with when someone wants to build, we review the FEMA maps, we review where they're putting their home in or whatever building or construction project and what impact it might have, and act as a go-between because of the federal mandate that we have to do these things for our community to be included in the NFIP, the National Flood Insurance Program. We have to follow certain guidelines, and that's what I'm here to do, is to help that. Something else that I am really the, I guess, custodian of the flood maps and any changes that come in and updating our digital maps that are online and making sure that all the information is up to date as possible. And then also, in the event of a disaster, I guess I would be what the after fact is in assessing the damage and what can be done and what kind of benefits we can go for from FEMA or from other grant avenues to try to mitigate any of our disaster response.
On the map side of things, is that latest round of discussions and adjustments finally over at the federal level, or is that still ongoing right now?
Actually, yeah, it is over for now.
For now,
there's always
right?
time. There's always times that we're gonna review things or find out more information, or any landowner can come in and talk to me because it's not a fully 100% science. You know, there's lines on the map, but you know, nature doesn't follow what our maps say half the time. So, we did adopt new maps in 2022 in June. There are going to be a bunch of people out there that are going to get letters that state that you're now in the floodplain if you weren't before. There are some people who have been removed from the floodplain that were. They've used the newer technology called LIDAR, which is a laser that they fly over the top of your area and shoot a laser down, which gives a more exact measurement of what the elevations are, which would then paint a better picture for us to determine who's at risk and who isn't. But those things and those questions are going to be forthcoming, and they have been for quite some time. So there are processes that we can do that allow us to request that there be a letter of map amendment or revision if something is in the floodplain, but we really feel like maybe FEMA doesn't have the right information for us on the ground because they're more looking at an overview. And so I have to help facilitate that request to have them come and look at the data and then make a different decision on whether or not we can make that change.
Understood. Sam, were there any really major significant changes to the flood maps that were released, or were there just kind of minor tweaks here and there for the floodplain?
Well, I would say that the major thing was is that we got closer to we used to have maps that maybe ranged from 10 foot to larger contours or changes of between when you move across the ground that it would be a 10 foot change. So it wasn't very exact. And we're getting down to where we've got areas where we have 2 foot of change in gradation. So we can know. So that would be the biggest change. The other thing would be is that some homes are located in some of our worst flooding areas, and they didn't look at down really close and see, is this home elevated or is this home not in the floodplain, or just because it was surrounded by floodwaters. Normally they put that house into the floodplain automatically, which required the person to get flood insurance. Well, they reviewed that, and with the newer data, they're able to say that this one house may be surrounded by water at some point, but it's not necessarily in the same flood risk as what had previously been done conservatively. And this way, they can actually do a right assessment, and that person can then have the choice of what type of flood insurance policy instead of the mandated, you take this one, and this is the one you're going to get.
Sam Seeley again, Lyon County Floodplain Administrator, joining us here on the Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning. Sam, before we talk about contact information for people who would like to reach out to you and, you know, have some questions answered, you know, we talk an awful lot about, you know, flood safety on the roads. You know, we talk about flood safety at home and specifically with insurance, but flood safety on the road is pretty vitally important here as well. And it seems like every year we have at least one episode where somebody winds up going into floodwaters and then gets stuck.
It never fails. There are a lot of times where you get through and if you're somebody who usually lives around floodwaters and you've dealt with it a lot, you try to go on with your day and you try to get from point A to point B without too much of a problem in between the two routes, I guess you would say. But sometimes, you know, we think we know better and sometimes we don't, and we end up making that choice, and it's better to err on caution than to end up, you know, being pulled out from the middle of a river. So,
well, a lot of times those decisions are a split second too, especially if you're driving in the dark. Boy, you get on those county roads, it is dark out there, and boom, it's right on you, and you think you can make it, and oftentimes you cannot, because you have no idea at that point, you know, what you're getting into. So.
Definitely take heed to those signs when you're driving where it says floodplain area ahead, turn around, don't drown, things like that. I mean, we've had history where even on the turnpike where they have the new flashing warning signs, though they're not flashing for no reason. There's water ahead. So.
Well, and we want to encourage people, too, to take heed to the barriers when they are up on county roads.
Absolutely,
too, that are put up by law enforcement. They're there too for a reason, but
most definitely
people skirt those, and that is a lawbreaker if you do go through those barricades that are out there. So keep that in mind. Sam, as
definitely.
Always, we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Yeah, always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Sam.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Yeah, Sam Seeley joining us, Lyon County Zoning and Floodplain Administrator. Sam Seeley with us here on KVOE Newsmaker 2. Chuck?
All right, and if you want more information, the number to call is 620-341-3372 for the work that Sam does here in the office. Want to let you know that we're filling in next week's schedule here, and we've got several open dates, so we're going to be filling most of those here today. But if you want one of those, give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvoe@kvoe.com. It is a busy day today, and it's a busy day tomorrow on our airwaves. We'll be going through the live and local calendar here shortly on KVOE.
Hey. It is 8:44. Yeah, I noticed that next week, during our Newsmaker 2 segment, we'll be previewing another episode of Donkey Basketball.
Yes.
In Southern Lyon County to benefit the Honor Flight program. I happened to be at the Opie Locker yesterday and noticed they had a Donkey Basketball poster. I'm thinking, boy, more Donkey Basketball again.
Yep, that's coming up. I think it's in early April. And I haven't confirmed yet who's going to be joining us, but it's either going to be, I think, Stacy Garrett, Megan McGuire, or Mike Argerbright will be on that to let us know what's happening here for Honor Flight in general and the Donkey Basketball game specifically.
All right, KVOE, we are live and we are local. It is 8:45. Good morning.
More trouble for New York Congressman George Santos, a former